Holland Street Bakery is a $30 million a year business. The bakery's bookkeeper stole nearly $17 million to support a lifestyle of luxury for him and his wife.
A man who evaded police for half a decade takes a plea deal this week before he's supposed to go to trial. The feds say James Hammes embezzled nearly $9 million from a Pepsi bottling plant.
Prize-winning horses, mansions, and luxury motorhomes.
Just some of the property Rita Cronwell bought with the $53 million she stole from the city of Dixon, Illinois.
The perpetrators of each of these crimes were able to fund a life of opulence. While the hardworking organizations they stole from were dismantled from the inside, workers were let go, raises were deferred, and trust betrayed. All too trusting companies unknowingly left all key fiscal responsibilities to one person, from issuing and approving checks, recording transactions, and managing reconciliation. A complete lack of segregation of duties. Today, we're going to cover the importance of segregation of duties and how it can both detect and prevent fraud through a series of wild stories so that these embezzlement schemes don't happen to you.